SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb. And you know what? We continue to need the good. I don't know how good the good is, but we continue to need the good, well, so let's get it.
You know what? We got a couple goods today. I felt like we needed a double good. You know, just, I mean, we just need it, right?
Right, sure.
All right, so the first good of the day, I'm going to go to the NHL. There's a rumor floating around that when the NHL, when all sports get back to business, the NHL, which only had 4 weeks left in their season, might just roll right into a playoff scenario that includes 24 teams.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
That could be exciting. Not particularly sure how it would all work.
Yeah, I don't either. But listen, I keep saying this to my wife. We keep talking about all the different changes, right, that are just happening over and over again. And my wife tends to want a level of normalcy through all this, right? And I keep telling her, I'm like, this is all new ground for everybody. It's not like everybody is like, well, remember the pandemic of 2002 when we all we should do the exact same thing. Like, for most of us, this is the first time anything like this has ever happened. So we're just going to have to do things differently in the way we do things. And I think the NHL should go, you know what? I don't know how we're going to figure it out. But you know what? We're going to figure it out.
It's just
going to be the way it is. It's not going to be the normal way we're doing it. And we're not doing it again next year when we have a full season. But this year, heck yeah, we will. Let's figure out a way to get 24 teams in the playoffs.
Yeah. I mean,
That'd basically be great. What
they do is like take the bottom eight?
Yeah.
Well, or bottom 12. They take the bottom 12 teams, have them pair off against each other, then they move on to the next round. And then it's kind of similar what they do over in England with the there's the England Cup. I can't remember. I think it's called the FA Cup. And they have like the lower tier teams play against each other, and then they keep moving on. And then eventually you get a Cinderella story where you have like a Division 3 team playing against one of the Premier League clubs. And, you know, and you're always amazed because for some reason, somehow, this Division III team is taking the Premier League club to task.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so we could have a situation like that. I mean, you know, you could have just two bottom dweller teams. I mean, what, with St. Louis Blues last year?
Yeah.
Could, well, could team get a situation that were, like that yep. where it's just a last place team and they got hot right at the right time.
Yep. They certainly did.
So why not?
They should do that. I know people in Nashville would like it because the Predators have had an up and down season. And I think they're I think when the season stopped, they were like eighth in the 8-team list of playoff teams, but very precarious. I mean, just like on the bubble of holding on to that spot. So I'm sure they would appreciate that.
Yep. My other good of the day is because obviously we can't go to movie theaters.
Yeah.
Right now.
Heard this.
Universal decided, like, you know what? Yeah, they're going to postpone Fast and the Furious. For obvious reasons, they want to make their money back. So they're postponing it. It's now going to be released till next year. That's not good. But what they are going to do is, hey, you know those movies that are out in theaters right now that nobody can go and see? We're going to make them available to you on demand.
That is good, but I have a question about that because I've been waiting for this for a very long time. Way before coronavirus.
Yes.
I kept saying to myself, when are they going to just let you, like,
this
where theaters just become obsolete?
This
when
might be
When are
it.
They going to say, because the thought process is, look, when, let's say, like, Uncut Gems, the Adam Sandler movie, that's on demand. You had a chance to see it in the theater. It had its run. You now get to see it on demand and you get to pay, like, a lot of systems are the same, but, you know, with me, I get to pay like $6.
Yep.
Right. To watch it. But people have always said, look, don't be surprised if a day comes where you're going to be able to get movies in the theater at your house, but you'll pay for that. You'll pay a lot more for that. You won't pay $6 because they don't want 10 people showing up at your house to watch a movie. So they'll charge you a little more. But I kept going, when is that going to happen?
I feel like it
never happened until now.
I feel like Russia's been doing this for years.
Russia?
Where you can get bootleg copies of American movies. I mean, it's illegal.
Right, sure.
But you always were able to find, like, you know, had friends in the past, like, oh, yeah, you know, I watched that movie. I found you just go to this website and, you know, I always feel like it's through Russia.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
And you can get an illegal copy of this movie. It's not great video. It's kind of grainy. Sometimes the video is even backwards. You know, like all the characters are backwards. So when you see their shirts, the shirts are backwards. But you're able to see the movie. Maybe this is the catalyst of, or to the end of movie theaters.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, listen, we all make jokes about popcorn costing $10, but it's, you know, that's how the
popcorn
theater stays alive,
bucks.
Right? I mean, this is how it, that's how the building stays up.
And for me, right? I will only go to a movie if it's a movie that I want to watch on a big screen with great sound.
Well, that's the other thing, right? That's the other thing. There is just movies that just are so 1,000 times better, no matter what your theater system is at home.
Yeah.
They're just awesome at the movie theaters. But yeah, I think this is really good. I'm concerned about the future of movies. If this is very successful, this may not be the faucet that is turned to start this, but it may just be enough of a drip that you could see 5 years down the road going, man, why do we even go to movie theaters anymore? Let's
exactly.
just get them all at home.
So just for you guys to know, since Universal is doing this, The Invisible Man and The Hunt, which are currently in theaters right now, will be available on demand Friday.
Nice.
And then Trolls World Tour, which was scheduled to hit theaters on Friday, April 10th, will be available to rent that same day.
See, That's a good one because when you take 15 kids to the movies to go see Trolls, that's like $100
yeah.
or more, you know, whatever it is.
And so reports indicate that the films will cost about $19.99 to rent, and you'll have 48 hours.
Yep. Awesome.
So.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
Really good. All right.
And they have to. I mean, we're starting to see Disney Plus has been releasing films a lot earlier. You know,
yeah.
they have a timeline. It's like, okay, we're gonna schedule Frozen 2 to be released to Disney Plus. You know, it was supposed to be 3 months from now. Instead, they did it this past Sunday. The Rise of Skywalker is being pushed up to being available quicker.
Yeah, I'm glad these companies are starting to help us out in quarantine. Yeah,
gotta have to.
All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, I just lost it. Hold on. There we go. It's the cast of Big Brother.
Germany. Big Brother's still a thing?
Big Brother is still a thing. There's a couple shows going on right now. There's one in Germany. There's one in Canada. They don't know what's going on.
So what do you mean by that? They don't know what's going on.
They're in isolation.
Oh, they don't know about. Oh, they don't know anything about coronavirus.
They have no idea what's going on around them in the world in their own country.
There was a similar situation, but I can't remember the show where they had to tell the people of 9/11. Was it Big Brother?
It was Big Brother.
They didn't know about 9/11.
Yeah, they had it. The only reason why they do it because it was down to three contestants.
Right.
The only reason why they did it is because one of the contestants had a relative who was missing.
Yes, that's right. That's right. I remember that. So the people on Big Brother Germany have no idea that the whole world is shut down.
Their country has closed their borders. Big
wow.
Brother Canada, I think they will. I guess apparently they're going to be told today because when they showed up for their elimination. Or to find out who the new head of household, I'm not sure. I haven't really watched Big Brother to understand it. But when they showed up for to vote the new head of house, I guess that's what they do, they were wondering why there was no live studio audience.
Wow. How do you explain that to somebody that has had no idea what has been going on? Because look, we all got to this point slowly.
Yeah.
Right? There was this virus released in China. It seems to be causing respiratory problems. Some people
January,
are dying.
Beginning of February.
Right. People are dying. Not a ton of people are dying, but it's serious.
But it's over there.
Now, imagine if you were in isolation and somebody went, yeah, can I talk to you for a second? Here's the deal. China released a virus. It's killing a lot of people around the world. A lot of people are getting sick. It's infecting pretty much everybody. The country's on lockdown and nobody can go out. Like, how would you handle that if that's the first time you heard any of that stuff?
Well, that's why I love the, you know, just thinking about Big Brother Germany. The last thing they heard, or the last bit of news they heard, I guess, was like beginning of February about the coronavirus just starting to happen in China. That was the last thing they heard. These guys in this German household, they have no idea that all of Europe is now the epicenter for the coronavirus.
This is how Rick Grimes in The Walking Dead, he went into a coma, woke up, and was like, what happened?
Why is no one in the hospital taking care of me?
Wait a minute. What's going on? What's happening here? Oh, my God. That is freaky.
That's just bizarre.
That is so bizarre.
I could not imagine.
No, I could not process that. I couldn't process that. If I didn't know any of this stuff and you literally had to explain to me what was going on, I'd have 100 questions that probably nobody could answer.
Yep.
And the second thing would be I'd be petrified. Like a chill would go through me and I need to sit down.
Would you sit there and go, you know what? Can I just go back to yesterday? I don't want to know what's going on. Just wake me up when it's over.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Come get me, you know, keep me in isolation. Obviously, I'm fine in this house.
Yeah, let me know when the studio audience is back and everything's cool.
Yeah, just keep me here. I'll just keep continuing to play out the game.
Oh, my God. That is so wild. All right, what is the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, you know what? I scoured and scoured and scoured to try to find a different dumb, but it's Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Bill O'Brien is right. This has been the theme all morning.
I'm at a loss. I mean, you know, I came across some dumb stories, but everything kept going back to Bill O'Brien. It's like, dude, you were dumber than this. That was dumber than the spring breakers on the beach.
I know. I saw that one too. Nobody seems to care about this.
No. I mean, here's the deal. You know why we're closing bars and restaurants? It's because of the young people.
I know, because the young people...
Because they're just like, we're fine. Let's just keep partying.
Here's the deal with the young people, man. You have to shut these things down because they ain't shutting themselves down.
No, they don't know any better.
It's not like you can keep a restaurant open like, hey, just have like two people on staff and just maybe five or six people that need to come in and eat something. No. All the bars and restaurants, the young people are going out, just hanging out, doing nothing, you know, hanging out, not caring in the world. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, if you need to get your drink on... you might be able to find that rare hole in the wall bar, but those might become popular.
Right.
Because all the bars and clubs are going to be closed.
Speaking of closures, did you see Abigail Disney's tweet?
Yes.
She is the granddaughter of Roy Disney, Walt Disney's brother. And so the last night at Disney World, before they were shutting down, they had the happily ever after fireworks or whatever it is.
And shoulder to shoulder people.
The whole Main Street area of the park is loaded with people. Like, you can't breathe. There's so many people.
Like it normally is.
This is the last night before the closures. And Abigail Disney takes that picture and goes, are you bleeping kidding me?
Yeah. I don't blame her.
I don't blame her at all.
I mean, it's just, it goes along with, you know, these are the guys who are standing there shoulder to shoulder, you know, with other Disney people, you know, watching the fireworks. Last fireworks for the rest of the month, possibly the year. We don't know. You know, but these are the same people. They're probably complaining, like, oh, those kids, you know, down on the beach, they don't know any better. That was unreal to see those. Like,
she probably pretty much said
what we all
said.
And you put that on Disney as well? Like, Disney, you know you're closing, or you're just like, well,
they knew they were closing, and they kept it open for a few more days.
Yeah, we just got to give them the experience.
Yeah. We're closing it this date, so get your last chance in before we shut down for who knows when. That was hilarious. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Tuesday, SB Nation AM.